tomorrow from midnight Washington, D.C. time until midnight, so the entire day of Wednesday, we're going to blank out Wikipedia, the English version of Wikipedia, and post a message in protest of the Protect IP Act and the SOPA Act, which are slowly working their way through Congress.
It's clearly a big step for Wikipedia. Why are you so opposed to this legislation?
You know, pretty much everybody on the Internet is opposed to this legislation. This is legislation that's been very hastily put together without consultation with the tech industry whatsoever. It introduces several measures which amount to censorship of the Internet. I believe it won't pass First Amendment muster once it gets to court. And what we're strongly encouraging people to do is to contact their senators and representatives to ask them to go back and take another look at this before they pass something really idiotic.
But other big players on the Internet, like the head of Twitter, for instance, are reported to have been critical of you. Dick Costello is said to have said it's just silly. Closing a global business in reaction to single-issue national politics is foolish.
Twitter is strongly supportive of our boycott. What he was responding to is somebody who was criticizing him for not closing Twitter. And I agree with his decision not to close Twitter. Twitter is a tool for people to organize this protest. He absolutely did not criticize us.
Is what you're doing, is it in effect support for piracy?
No, we're not supporting piracy. We're actually very strict in our controls over copyright. We don't allow any copyrighted material to appear inappropriately in Wikipedia. What we believe is that the Internet needs to be open and free and that there are solutions to problems of piracy that don't involve censorship.
What kind of solutions were you suggesting?
Well, in the U.S., we already have a very good regime of notice and takedown with safe harbors for people. You can go to court. It doesn't involve turning off websites upon a mere allegation. And in terms of going after the foreign sites, I have no problem with going after them, but you can't do it in such a way that puts a burden on innocent players on the Internet.
Why not?
Because you disrupt the innovation of the Internet, you make something like Wikipedia essentially impossible. It becomes very, very difficult for this kind of site to come into existence if the provider has to police everything that everyone is doing on the site.
But isn't that your responsibility to police what's happening on your site, particularly if it's jeopardizing the production of content?
Our responsibility is very similar in a way to the responsibility faced by a pub owner. We have certain responsibilities in terms of maintaining order within our premises and so forth. What we don't have is the responsibility to police everything that everyone is doing, everything that everyone is saying. And so suggesting that we don't want to take responsibility is really not correct.